My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Welcome back to the Junx. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're in their downtown DC studios right now. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Still a lot of guests to get to upcoming. Spencer Carberry, head coach of your Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8:20. Jonathan Allen joins us on the phone at 9 a.m. And Will Dawkins will close out the show at 9:40. He is your Wizards GM.
Okay, you're going to have to remind me of how many new players the Caps signed. I know they went out and got a couple free agents that
it's
were
like
maybe they
half,
traded for
it's
one.
It's like a half dozen-ish. I don't know the exact
number.
Because
they're going after some offense.
It's a lot, yeah, because they need to add some spice to the offensive end.
Yeah, you have to break that down before coach comes on.
Yeah, I'll do that for you. I'll give you a Caps two-minute preview.
Caps roster right now is kind of off the radar.
It's okay.
This is
a time to get intimate with it.
Yeah,
figure
I agree.
It out.
I want to mention a couple things just because tweets have been coming in noting people watching us on TV.
Yeah.
And
that just means joning. There's joning.
Not really,
incoming, but it's
some
okay.
of it was curiosity.
Okay, yeah.
A couple people wondered. EB and Jason do have hats.
Yeah.
So we had a discussion yesterday. Drab was pretty adamant. No hats.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do hats. Well, when we got here, they said hats are okay.
Right.
Of course.
So you were allowed to wear the hats.
And not even backwards. Drab's doing the backward hat bit over there like Dan Quinn. You guys have the forward-facing hats.
I just feel more comfortable with a hat. I don't like looking at my gray hair all day.
It's understood.
Terrible.
And I think we've talked about this on the radio before, but for whatever reason, it's registering to some of our viewers that Jason mans two computers.
Yes, it's two computer
banged up computers.
No, this one's perfect.
That one's fine.
This is new. This is probably...
Look how dirty this keyboard is. Have you seen how dirty this keyboard is?
Well, bro, it's like 12 years old.
Now, his computer on the left...
But it's trusty.
That was the one that I drafted his fantasy team with that I had to bring to him at Montgomery Mall. So he could
that was where you met up?
Yeah, that was our meetup spot.
Where'd you go? Nordstrom parking lot?
Nordstrom. No, we met right outside the cafe at Nordstrom.
Right.
But it just looks like I'm doing a lot, even though
it
I'm
does
not.
Look, yeah.
So,
you know what you're doing a lot of? Nothing.
Right.
Just like to have.
Well, right now I've got the lines up for week one because I know that Bickle is talking about the emotional hedge with the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
You got to lay 4-1 for them to win.
Let me ask you this. Do you know how to do – it's probably he doesn't know how to
what?
Do multiple windows that you can view on one computer at a time?
What do you mean multiple windows?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
No. It's a lock. He has multiple windows open.
No.
So many tabs.
Not know that he could view them both at the same time.
You know how you can have different quadrants of your screen.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like,
minimize it and put four up?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't like that.
You don't like the quad box on your computer.
But I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that.
It's too small.
I wouldn't want the quad box.
I'm kind of with you.
Yeah.
I'm not a big quad box guy.
Look, I got a story up here. If I want to go to the Rams depth chart, boom, it's right there.
Right.
If I want to go to MLB standings, boom, it's right there. Want to go to the Vegas lines? Boom, it's right there.
But getting back to our hats for a moment.
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, this show has been broadcast either through streaming or television for a decade plus.
Oh, there's Quadbox right now on TV.
But we just do a radio show. So I'm just approaching this and like – even in this setup, this is a fantastic TV studio, but I'm slouching. I'm crossing my arms. I'm just treating it like a radio show. Now, it's probably infuriating to some TV purists.
Yeah.
But I can't.
That's okay.
I'm treating it like a radio show.
If you're a TV purist,
I can't worry about them.
Take yourself less seriously.
Yeah.
And just relax.
Yeah.
Just relax and enjoy things.
Right. I just need to be comfortable. I need to slouch. I need to spread my legs.
Yeah. You need to chew with your mouth open.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah.
I did, you know, Commanders post-game shows for years. And I never looked at the camera. They would tell me, because like right here, which one is my camera? Is it this one or is it that one?
It's the one you're looking at, Ricky. Like they told me, this is my camera right here. Yeah. I know if I'm looking doing a one shot, bang,
right
there.
So this one's my camera?
That's my camera.
Because that camera, I guess that's Jason's camera, but it's right there. So I'd rather just look at you.
You've been doing TV for like 20 plus years. You should know which camera to look
at. I'm mostly exaggerating, Cakes. The point is, we look at each other.
They literally have four cameras. Each guy has their own shot. By the way, I got to tell you, there is a moment of pride when you look around and you go, wow, the boys have come a long way from cable access.
What do you think just one of those cameras goes for?
I don't know.
I mean, those cameras are
Did he say they're 8K
cheap.
Capable?
Yes.
I think they're 8K capable. I don't know, man.
I can't imagine what just one of those
Probably
costs.
Like four different homes.
We haven't talked about this in years, but we started off with the cable access TV show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you were an astute viewer of Bowie Cable Television,
and
we watched on 15B, I believe our desk was so small that if Jason was sitting on the edge and he would wear shorts, you could see his left leg hanging over the desk, and you would see that he was wearing shorts.
I mean, I'll be honest. This works for four people.
Absolutely.
When they bring in carbs or Zach Leontis.
Is it a little tight? You feel a little tight?
It gets a little scrunchy for five.
Well, you're spoiled because that's nothing.
For four, this is perfect.
You're spoiled.
That's why I like being on the outside. I like to be on the outside.
And just peeking at Cakes's presence, none of us have great posture. But I remember on that cable access TV show when Cakes did his first show, for some reason, he was slanted the whole time with his head like this.
Well, Cakes also had the bit where, now this is, we weren't doing radio.
Right.
This was actually
doing TV.
Television. So if you're doing a television show, then you got to look at the camera and you got to pretend like you know what you're doing. So whenever they would go to you guys and Cakes was sitting here, Cakes would just look offset.
Right.
He'd look around. I mean, at the camera presence of a gnat.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I remember what it was. It was that he had his shoulder lean.
Yeah.
For some reason, he was like,
I just don't care at this point.
You remember it?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it too, but that's because we're doing radio.
Right.
Yeah.
But as
EB
mentioned, the best bit was when we would start the show and do about 5 minutes, and then Sean would yell from the control room, "Hold on, we got to do it over again."
Got to do the whole bit.
Basically, forgot
again.
To hit the on button.
I mean, to compare that setup to this amazing setup that Monumental's poured a lot of money into,
it's pretty incredible.
It's not even
so. Mr. Bickle, how much money would you risk for the Commanders to win this?
Well, here's the thing is that I like to do this periodically throughout the season when we have games that I look at and I go, it's going to take a miracle.
Yeah.
I mean, anything's possible. I've seen it. You know, when the Steelers came into town, remember that? What was that? Or we went there, whatever it was. It was like week 11, week 12. Mm-hmm. They were undefeated. We knocked them off. There have been games where we knocked off Tom Brady and the Patriots. We've knocked off Aaron Rodgers and the Packers before.
But you don't see it coming.
Right. We're huge underdogs in those instances. And here's the deal. I'll pick two or three games every year where I go, we just got no chance of winning. Mm-hmm. I'm betting. I'm putting it all on the other team so that I can emotionally hedge it. So we'll lose. I'll be sad. But then I'll look at my account and I'll be
so
happy.
One money.
Right. But the problem is, like once a year, they always do pull something off, win a game they shouldn't.
So you're afraid
and
of being snake bit.
It felt my account.
Right.
Now, is this the week that they shocked the world? It's hard to
it's
imagine.
It's an unpredictable league.
It's hard to imagine.
And what's funny about this is the Bengals were given about the same amount of points and the same money line week one against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the Bengals in the circuit pool, loser.
Right.
It's almost identical, right? Now they're doing it again 2 weeks later after they looked a lot better last week against on Sunday against the Chiefs. They had the Chiefs beat. The Chiefs got a nice gift there at the end. But – $400 to win 100. I know you're not putting up 400.
No, I mean, I only have a couple hundred in my account.
Yeah.
In my FanDuel account, I only got like $200.
So 200 pays you $50.
Yeah, I mean.
Is it worth $50?
Is it I worth mean, potentially losing 200.
I mean, it's play money.
And
you know what?
Yeah.
You want me to put the whole load on it on Cincinnati?
Sure. Why not?
All right, I will.
Yeah, I don't have a ton in my online accounts, but I do treat it like it's
play money.
It's fake money.
Yeah.
It's not real currency.
Well, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, when you look at it, like, it's not just being scared. It's like they have real weapons.
Yeah.
And, you know, who's going to slow down their receivers? We don't have a guy that can do it. I don't think that the defense has distinguished itself enough. I don't think Witt's distinguished himself yet here as a coordinator that I feel confident that we'll be able to shut them down.
They're averaging one sack per game. That number has to go up. I don't know how it's going to go up, but that number has to increase.
Well, it's a deadly combination. We don't have good corners,
right,
and you don't have a pass rush.
Yeah. It tends to hurt
deadly.
We saw this last year. It seems like it's been happening for a couple seasons. When you look at quarterbacks' ratings and the QBR and all the numbers the quarterbacks have when they face Washington, it's always through the roof. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield threw for 4 touchdown passes. Baker Mayfield, mm-hmm, who, look, he's having a good start to the season, and he had a good season last year, but he's not elite.
No.
Well, here's the thing. Washington has 2 offensive touchdowns.
Right. Yeah.
That's a problem too.
In 8 quarters.
But they were in scoring position every time. They didn't punt last week.
I understand.
We know about the penalties.
They made those mistakes, which cost them. You're going to have to score those touchdowns against the Bengals.
Absolutely.
I agree, but I'm still not sure they're going to be able to score enough. I think they will, by the way.
I think
they're
the bigger problem is defense.
More.
If you had to say, what is the bigger problem?
Oh, for sure.
Offense or defense?
100%.
Isn't it the defense?
Of course.
It's definitely the defense. Daniel Jones, I know he's done this historically, but Daniel Jones looked like a star against this defense.
I'm so glad that dork walked out of Northwest Stadium with a loss.
He still threw 2 touchdown passes.
I know. He was effective.
Remember the stats you were giving all week?
Yeah.
Daniel Jones has thrown more touchdowns to the other team,
mm-hmm,
than he has to his own team since he signed that mega contract.
Right.
And then he comes in here and has 2 touchdown passes, no picks.
Very
runs
little pressure
ball effectively.
On him. If Neighbors caught that ball, could have been a Giants win very easily.
Would have been a Giants win.
Most likely.
If you were going to throw cash on it, I mean, obviously you would tease the Commanders. But then I don't know. Would I go over or under the
You always want to get 2-gamer. You love 2-gamers.
You're in love with teasers.
I hit it last week.
You're the new teaser king.
No, I'm not the king. I love the teasers. I mean, you're telling me if you give me 60, we can't stay within 14 points?
Bump the total down and go over.
And then slide some points
to Cincy.
Right. The thing is, you know, when Jason talks about...
So you catch 15 or so and go over 42.
Yeah. Jason's talking about having only 2 offensive touchdowns. When you look at PFF's rankings and their ratings, Jaden in week 1 was like their lowest rated offensive player. In week 2, wasn't much better. He was about 4th from the bottom offensively, too. Now, rushing-wise, he's right up there.
So you're just talking about the passing.
Well, no, his overall grade, because they take the overall grade. So his overall grade was like 50-something.
No. He can't be in the bottom 5 because you've got Bryce Young, you've got Bo Nix, you've got Caleb Williams. There are some guys having abysmal years at quarterback.
I'm talking about on the team, on our own team.
I thought you were talking about league-wide.
No. Well, I don't know league-wide where he stands, but even on our own team. So offensively, PFF graded, obviously, Brian Robinson 1, okay? Very high grade.
Deservedly so. Noah Brown got
a very high grade, too. He was number 2.
Right.
When you start to get in the offensive linemen, I'll take their word for it, but they had Allegretti, Cosme, and Biadasz rounding out your top 5, then Eckler, then Oz. But you have to go all the way down to the bottom. Sinnott's the worst.
Right.
That penalty is brutal.
Just murdered him.
I'm not even sure how many plays he had.
Did he even get any snaps after that?
Yeah, he did. It looks like he had 26 total.
Okay.
Luke McCaffrey, who did, I would say, virtually nothing. He was in on 76 snaps. He was second from the bottom. But, yeah, right up there, 6 from the bottom is Jaden Daniels with an overall rating of 57.
Right.
I'm surprised it's that low. Look, I was the most generous this week.
2 weeks in a row.
Which is the opposite of
week 1. Well, because he's not throwing touchdowns.
I gave him an A-minus.
Right.
Take him an A-minus or B-plus.
You guys all gave him
B's. I gave him an A-minus.
I gave him a solid B.
Look, I thought he made some nicer throws and got settled in the second half. And maybe Kingsbury opened up the offense a little bit more. Snake bitten there with the false start penalties. I don't know if you put that on the quarterback, if you put that on the offensive line. You know, maybe he needs to be louder. I don't know what the issue is there. I don't know. Some of that might be his cadence.
Could just be a product of, and people talk about it, just not playing together much.
They didn't play together. They didn't play in the preseason.
Right.
They got a bunch of new guys. They got a whole new staff. It's going to take a while.
Were his false starts, I didn't notice. Were they all under center? Were they all shotguns? Was it a mix?
Well, Brian Robinson, when he took, he was shotgun.
He was in shotgun.
He was in pistol or whatever. Right. I think one of the false starts inside the 10 was he was under center. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I don't think Jaden and I don't think Cliff Kingsbury's offense in general is they're just not as comfortable under center.
Yeah, well,
but
JD
watching the game last night,
he was never under center.
It's huge. I think
college quarterbacks think don't work under center anymore.
I know, but I think it's a huge advantage if you can get a guy comfortable under center with the play action. Especially, I could see him just being so deadly on bootlegs.
Yeah.
If you get him out on the perimeter with a throwing option, I think it would be deadly. Kind of the plays like Kyle Shanahan runs. I know I'm not asking Cliff Kingsbury to completely change the system, but sprinkle in a couple of those plays.
Well, he needs to open it up a little earlier.
So EB's going to unload his account for the emotional hedge, and he'll bet on the Bengals. He'll be happy either way. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Caps 50 Fest, and we'll be joined by the Washington Capitals head coach, Spencer Carberry, next here on the Gym.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account, and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Duckies. We're going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067 right now. You're going to score two tickets to Caps 50 Fest. Join the Capitals for 50 Fest featuring Third Eye Blind. Celebrate the Caps' 50th anniversary. Thursday, October 10th at Capital One Arena, Caps 50 Festival. We'll have over 60 alumni in attendance, the Caps' current roster, photo opportunities, entertainment, and a concert by Third Eye Blind. Tickets are just $19.74. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. We're joined now in studio by the head coach of your Washington Capitals.
Let's talk some hockey.
Spencer Carberry is here with us. Coach Carberry, welcome. It's good to see you again.
Hold on, while he did the concert read, it made me think, like, one of the cool things about being here in D.C. and being right here is there are a lot of great concerts here. Mm-hmm. Do you reap the rewards? What cool concerts have you gone to? Or are you such a puckhead that you don't go here? Like, Jelly Roll's going to be here, I think, on Saturday.
We do enjoy concerts. We did not get to one this summer, unfortunately, but we have been in Hershey. They get some good outdoor concerts
stadium
there.
Yeah.
And so we were frequent there. Every summer we go to two or three. It was nice.
So, but for Caps 50 Fest, does Mrs. Carberry say, hey, I love Third Eye Blind. I want to hear some Semi-Charmed Life. I want to hear Jumper. I want to hear all the hits. Are you bringing her out for this
She'll
big
be
event?
In the house. She'll be in the house.
Oh, very good. Yeah. That's good to hear.
What's the best concert you've been to?
And I would say this partly because of her enjoyment, Luke Bryan, a couple times.
Like, oh, yeah?
Yeah. He puts on a good show. He's a good entertainer. Say what you want about the music and that, but he's a good entertainer. Puts on a good show.
Have you ever been to Nashville?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to Broad Street?
Well, he's played the Predators, so yeah, he's definitely been to Nashville.
Well, yes.
I mean,
and that's
Broadway.
Right there. That's
Sorry,
right there.
Have you ever been to Nashville?
Well, I meant Broadway.
Like, socially.
For leisure, for pleasure.
Have you been to Broadway?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to attack you, Jason. That's my apologies.
That's fine. I deserved it.
Bridgestone Arena is literally
right there.
You can
so
see
have
it
you
right
have you done the bar hop down there?
I have been down there, been to Tootsie's, been to the whole...
You've been to all of them.
Yeah, because you know what I'll tell you something funny is the last time we were in the Caps were in a rookie tournament was in Nashville.
Right.
And so you're down there. I was coaching Hershey, and that's the American League staff looks after the rookie tournament. So you were there for almost a week. It was almost too much.
It was too much.
That's what he said. He wants you to complain.
48 hours was too much. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people do it for more than a day.
I know.
And I got through it, but it just tore me up. Well, especially when you're 54.
I can't believe the misery he had on a vacation, essentially.
Well, it's because he did the most touristy thing ever.
I did. I just did it because, honestly, my wife just really wanted to go.
I know. Totally. And your daughters.
And my daughters. But one day would have been perfect.
But Nashvillians, or whatever you want to call it, they don't go there.
They don't
there.
Go there.
Yeah. It's just for idiots.
They stay away.
It's like Vegas.
Yeah. And the draft was in Vegas this summer.
Yeah, the Sphere. That was an amazing venue.
It was
venue.
Spectacular. Yeah. And it's one of the – Vegas is similar. To Nashville,
same
when you've been
deal.
There for 3 days, it feels like 2 weeks.
You gotta get out.
Does.
Yeah, you can't stay there that long
for sure.
Before we break down the roster and the fact that camp's about to start, two jersey notes. I'm a jersey dork, so I have to get to these first and foremost. I have a press release from the Capitals. Their black Screaming Eagle jersey will be worn for 6 home dates during the 2024-2025 season to commemorate their 50th anniversary. It will debut on November 6th against the Nashville Predators.
Nice.
That jersey is one, in my opinion.
Have you
opinion,
seen it already? You've seen it?
They've worn it before. I love this jersey. They're showing it on Monumental Sports right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a
Old
great
school.
Look.
Yeah.
It's a throwback to what they wore in the late 90s into the early 2000s. So that is going to be worn six times.
But I thought
times.
You didn't love that color scheme at the like when it's all said and done.
I didn't love the blue part, but the black when they major in the black, I love it. I think that's a great look. I think
Cakes
it's a great nod to the past.
I do. This is true.
Well, especially if it's the Caps. He doesn't care.
Another jersey note, TikTok jersey logo going on the sweaters. How is that working with there's a generational divide. I'm sure the younger players are like, oh, yeah, TikTok, put it on the jersey. But, like, are the older players like, what is this TikTok deal? Like, I see TikTok and my kids are into it. I'm like, I'm too old for TikTok. Like, is there a divide in the locker room with the TikTok logo? I'm sure the Caps brass loves it. It's money in the pocket. I understand. But what is it like for the players? Has there been any reaction to that?
Dating back to last year, like, we had the advertisements on the home uniforms. And you could ask me.
You have no idea.
Right, you don't care.
Yeah. And it's not even brought
He's
up.
So
like,
into
no one
game
talks
planning.
About it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I never heard one of the players or go, I'm not really loving this logo on here. Like, it just.
I feel like you're a tunnel vision guy. Like, are you aware that Diddy was arrested?
I did read that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to stay up with current events and what's going on.
All right, so let's get to the hockey. You know, we were talking about this before you joined us. There's been a lot of change, a lot of new guys. Who should fans be looking forward to seeing on the ice this year that's new?
Yeah, what I was looking at it this morning, potentially opening night. I mean, you could see as many as of the 20 that dressed last opening night. There may be as many as 9 or 10 new faces in our lineup opening night, which
That is a lot.
Is significant. And there's a lot of great players that we've added to the roster, whether it's Pierre-Luc Dubois through trade, Matt Roy we signed in free agency, the trade for Jacob Chychrun, Mangiapane. There's a lot of new faces that looking forward to seeing, and especially in training camp, because with the new faces, that's the positive part, and now it's on us to make sure we're bringing it together.
One of the new faces, you're not going to see his face a lot because he wears a goalie mask, is Logan Thompson that you bring in from the Golden Knights, and I was looking at his numbers, and he doesn't look like a guy whose numbers are that of like a strict backup to Charlie Lindgren. Like, he put up really good numbers with the Golden Knights. What is your plan to integrate him in with Lindgren? We saw Lindgren emerge obviously last year. How is that going to work goalie wise?
Well, we like our tandem a lot, especially everybody knows what Chucky was able to do last year. And
how surprising was that? He wasn't supposed to be the guy.
No, and right from the start of the year. And there was no real dip in his play. And that's usually where, you know, you get good stretches from goalies and then it'll dip a little bit. But he was so consistent all year long. And that's why he pushed the envelope to sort of take the ball late in the season from Kemps. And so now, and I remember talking to Chucky last summer about he wanted to take the next step in his career last year. He did exactly that. Now he's got an opportunity to potentially be a number one A goalie. And now he's going to be going into camp, trying to prove that and take another step. And Logan, for that matter, is in the same sort of spot. He's been the guy at various points in Vegas. And so now him coming to us, I think it's a great tandem to two guys that are going to push each other to play games. And Logan's trying to earn more opportunity to be a 1A guy.
Coach, you know, you've had sort of the enviable / unenviable task of trying to blend old and new, right? That's been very difficult. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And now with maybe 10 new players, so you've still got Ovi.
Yeah.
Still got Carl. Are you there? Like, you're always going to have veterans, right? But are you there now where you think, all right, this is the kind of team makeup and mixture that we can win with for the future? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're certainly more. I mean, now going into this year, from 2018, it's Willie, O, and John Carlson, right?
Right.
From the team in 2018. So those are pillar veteran guys that are so important to our team, organization, past and present right now. And so I think we have gotten even younger. We've added some guys in free agency and through trades. And so I think, yes, we're getting closer to not having, like last year, there was a huge divide, right?
Right.
We had this.
Old guard,
this.
New guard.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And I think we're a little bit more spread of we've got a veteran group, and then but we've also integrated some real young guys, late 20s, a little bit better mix.
And you felt, last year when we talked to you every week, we would talk to you about the offense, and you know, you would tell us we're struggling offensively.
Yeah.
We can't score.
Yeah,
but the guys that you brought in, you feel good about this offensively.
Yeah, that's one of the main areas that we are going to need to take a step.
Right.
There's zero question about that, of being able to score, but not just score. Score is the end result. Like, we need to be able to control the puck, control play, be in the offensive zone, outshoot teams, like something as simple as that. And then that hopefully will lead to, and these guys and the changes that we've made, hopefully that's will help in that department, because it is something that we have to address and we're going to have to score more often.
Were you surprised you were able to acquire a talent like Pierre-Luc Dubois, who had a short stay in L.A., didn't really fit there, but you guys obviously saw something you liked in his skill set. You're taking on his contract, which is a big one.
Yeah.
What did you see in him, and were you surprised that you were able to acquire a talent like that? Because I remember talking to you last year, you were like, guys who can score 50 or 60, those guys are hard to find, and he did that in back-to-back years in Winnipeg.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Pierre-Luc and coming to us in the trade and moving Kemps, we have to give up a good player in Darcy Kemper. But bringing in here, Luke, I feel like for us and where we're at as an organization, as a team, it's a good trade to acquire someone that could potentially be a difference maker, especially at the center position, which those, as you know, those players are really tough to find, and they do not grow on trees. And usually to acquire players like that, you need to draft in the top five. And we're not interested in drafting in the top five. So that trade, I think, gives us an opportunity to bring someone in that has a ton of potential that we can help reach that potential.
Joined by Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Capitals. Let's talk about Ovi a little bit. First, I'm going to make it awkward for a second. We all saw a volleyball video and volleyball picture. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He looked huge.
Maybe it was just a bad angle. All of us can get caught at a bad angle.
Bad angle.
Bad angle.
You're going with bad angle?
Bad angle.
That's not what we said a couple months ago when we saw the video.
Hey, with Coach here, I'm saying bad angle.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say he's been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. He's about to be 39 years old. He's played in the league. This is going to be his 20th
season. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Ovi.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Happy birthday.
Turns 39.
39,
today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the end of the season, with his two boys, his wife, he gets away from the game.
Sure.
And so physically and mentally, he needs that time to be able to rest, recharge, get away from the game of hockey, get away from an ice sheet, get away from his pair of skates. And that's important to him to now when July 4th or 5th, when he starts his training, he's ready to roll. And so I think it's unfair. Someone snaps a picture and it blows up. And he knows what he needs to do physically and mentally to get ready for an NHL season.
He'll be fine.
All right, to get back to his play, last year, first half of the season, wasn't scoring goals. What happened? What changed? There was something magical that happened at the All-Star break that he came back and he was like the Ovi of old.
Yeah. I know there are some things but I looked at a lot of the stuff early in the year and he could not catch a break.
Okay.
From posts to pucks.
Yeah, his shooting percentage was really low, right?
Astronomically low. So if five or six more of those go in, he'd still be down a little bit from his average, but we wouldn't be talking about this. So to me, he was in some good situations. They didn't go his way. And then it starts to snowball a little bit.
Get in your head a little.
Yep. And then he came back and he was fantastic for us down the stretch, scored a ton of huge goals. And that's what which I appreciate about him is he's now, okay, last year, tough start. Like, what do I need to do to change that? And he's done, talked to him a lot in the last month and a half of his training and how he's getting prepared physically and mentally to get off to a better start this year.
So I don't follow it so closely that I would know for sure, but I don't think you've really managed his minutes per se, right? Are we getting to that stage now where it's something that you're really going to have to start doing? Just given his age. I mean, he is human.
For sure. And he's not going to like to hear that, but the reality is I have to, and it's my job to put him in positions for him to be successful individually and for our team. And so that him playing 22, 23 minutes at his age where he's at in his career, probably not realistic, but trying to find whether it's power play minutes, that the distribution of that, I'll pay attention to and making sure that we're getting the most out of O at where he's at in his career and putting him in positions to have success.
Has the season snuck up on you? Because the NHL, they don't mess around. The schedule ramps up so fast. Camp opens on Thursday. Mm. Then your first preseason game is Sunday, September 22nd. Mm. I think we're 25 days away from the opener when the puck drops basically right across the street at Capital One as the Devils come to town. It's here.
Mid-August, you just start to go, okay, let's go. Let's get ready. And then I always find, for me, it's college football. When that kicks, I'm like, okay.
You're ready to go.
This is the time of the year. And so
talk to me about Jacob Chychrun.
Okay.
Because I was out at the Solheim Cup, and they had a celebrity golf tournament. They were playing with first responders. And Carl was out there, and he was playing with Jacob. Jacob could kill a ball. And I don't know anything about him because he's new. But big dude.
Yeah.
He's a veteran, correct?
Yeah, he's a veteran.
What kind of player is he?
So he's a puck-moving offensive defenseman.
Okay.
And one of the area that you touched on, scoring goals, producing offensively, he's someone that can help us in that department. He, I want to say, our D and our scoring from the back end near the bottom of the league last year, so he's a player that will help us in that department. Power play, 5-on-5, can really skate, can shoot a puck, like he can beat a goaltender 1-on-1. Was a really high pick years ago in Arizona, and okay. Now has had some injury stuff, but has played all the whole season last year, stayed healthy. So it's a big year for him, contract year, and someone that we feel like can really help us on the back end produce offensively, like we talked about.
Awesome.
Don't forget to tell the pilot when he's flying to Arizona this year, he better detour to Utah. Don't let the pilot forget that, okay? You just give him a quick reminder, put a post-it note on the stick.
Hard right.
You gotta don't go to Arizona this year. Coach, we appreciate the time. We know you're busy this time of year. Camp starts in just a few days. Best of luck to you and the Caps, and hopefully we'll talk on a weekly basis like we have before.
Awesome.
It's good to see you.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Spencer Carberry of your Washington Capitals. Don't forget, coming up, Jonathan Allen from the Washington Commanders will join us. He'll be on the show at 9 a.m. And Will Dawkins, GM of your Washington Wizards, he'll be on the show at 9:40 right here on the Junkies. Welcome back to the show. Junkies coming to you live from the Monumental Sports Network studios in downtown D.C. Jonathan Allen will join us on the phone coming up at 9 a.m. And Will Dawkins will close out the show. He'll join us right here in studio, 9:40.
How much coffee have you had, Cakes? Because I see your leg bouncing pretty vigorously.
Okay, first of all, you're not looking at Mr. Bickle, because both of his legs are going like jackhammers. Right. I've only had one cup of coffee.
All right. I was thinking about this as we had Coach Carberry on. He's in such like great shape, very fit. Mm-hmm. His bald head is like he shaves it every day. Like,
I think it's clean.
I think I competed pretty well in the bald off, because this was shaved last night.
His is still better, but yeah, it's you're fine.
He's just like I've talked about this before.
He's just better looking human.
Better all the way around.
Yeah, right.
He's better at everything. Yeah. Well, this bald guy, but I'll take what I can get.
This is the point I wanted to make.
Yeah.
This show, I think we're a pretty accomplished show, right? Mm-hmm. EB always says we should be in the DC Hall of Fame, whatever. We should be in the Radio Hall of Fame.
I mean,
whatever.
That's a no-brainer. I mean,
should get an Emmy.
Radio Hall of Fame.
Hey,
that's a joke.
EB, this might be the show that you submit for the Emmy, especially that opening segment.
The problem with the Emmy thing is you got to pay for it, and I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No.
Yeah. I know Jason Bishop's not doing that.
It's not worth it.
No, I want one, but I'm not paying and lose.
It dawned on me when Coach Carberry was sitting here.
Yeah.
Fit, looking great.
Right.
How inconsequential we are and how accomplished all of the people we've had on today. It's the cumulative effect.
Yeah.
We had Zach Leontis.
You feel like a loser.
Who, let's be honest, he was born into a great situation.
Yeah.
But he's made the most of it. Yeah. He's driven and is like trying to get to the next level and is a grinder.
If I were Cakes Leontis, I would be living on a beach somewhere.
Right.
Not running this Monumental Sports Network empire.
No one will ever call us grinders.
Right. And then Coach Tebow.
It's never happened.
His dad's a coach. His sister's a coach. He's only 37 years old, and he's coaching a professional team.
Right.
I'm struggling to coach 7-year-olds.
Yeah.
And then Coach Carberry comes in here, like, they're just so accomplished.
Right.
I know. We're losers. Why are you highlighting that?
Yeah, what is the point?
But, Jake, we're
accomplished in the radio field. The problem is, radio, I've talked about this, it's a half step above being a carny.
Yeah.
Or a carnival. It's a half step above that.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube guys laugh at us. Podcasters laugh at us.
Of course they do.
Yeah, I know.
And we got up, I got up at 3:30 this morning.
I got up at 4:05.
You know what? I didn't sleep that great. I got up around 3:45 too.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't sleep great because for some reason I was afraid I was going to drive to the wrong studio.
I didn't send the text.
He's the worst reminder text person.
I considered sending it, and then I forgot because my gray matter—it's not all fire.
Well, you're a terrible texter to begin with. I was trying to get a code for you to put in a FanDuel bet.
First of all, I'm not the worst. I think the worst responding to texts of our group is one guy at the other end of the studio, drab T-shirt.
He's terrible.
That guy never responds.
He doesn't answer his phone. He doesn't answer text.
He's got 2 3-year-olds.
If I don't see him physically, he's off the grid.
Yeah.
He's useless.
That doesn't even make sense. I respond all the time. Unless Jason's asking for vacation days in the middle of October and November, I always respond.
Yeah. Why didn't you respond to me?
I don't know what to say to that. Jason asked for a 2-week vacation at Thanksgiving and at Christmas. Yes, last night.
Well, hold on. I've got 19 days of vacation left. I'm using those MFers.
I love that. Exact number of days.
I just want you to know that.
I know, and I know you're going to use them. I just don't know how we got here.
Right.
How are we in the middle of September and you have 20
because
days
left? Because if I don't say anything, then it'll be December 7th and I'll still have 19 days
left. I definitely need my pick of December, by the way. He's planning a whole trip.
Jason is stockpiling vacation days like a doomsday prepper. Stashed away in his
I just wanted help from my producer to tell me, look at the calendar and go, all right, this is a good time. This is good. These guys are still,
right.
If one of you guys are off, then I can't take off. So I got no response.
The good
I got zippy.
The good time was May and June.
Yeah, well, those are past. And I'm not
sure
leaving
he's already
on,
put in
and
his,
I'm not leaving him on the show.
I'm sure he's put in his vacation request for the Thanksgiving wraparound in 2026 already.
I did the Thanksgiving. I am going to do the Thanksgiving wraparound, but I have some more days. So do I tack that on to the Thanksgiving wraparound? That's the question.
What do you always say, EB? He's the most planned guy out there.
Most calculated guy I've ever met. I've literally never met anybody more calculated. Especially,
I don't know how I'm getting killed. You MFers all use your vacation days. How am I getting killed on that?
I don't care.
Are you going to use your vacation days?
I don't know. I've gone on a couple of vacations.
You're stupid if you don't. I'll tell you that.
I'm with you. I've done vacations.
I have four left. Four days. I'll probably use them.
Oh, wow.
I don't have 19.
Here's what I know is
the year's almost over.
19.
Here's what
I've been
on
one vacation.
I can't afford another actual vacation.
That's a different issue.
I'm not talking about going somewhere.
Right.
I'm just talking about not coming to see you through.
See,
and getting up at 4.
That's the key.
That's what
I understand.
I'm planning a vacation in December, like a Christmas vacation with another family.
Right.
We went to Nashville last year,
right.
And this year,
loves Nashville.
No, no. Oh. Believe me,
I've never seen a guy who hates Nashville more than this guy.
I had the same reaction.
It was
very mediocre.
You go there.
Very mediocre.
Go there for a weekend. I guarantee you'll come back and.
But they were all talking about they wanted to go to like Spain or Rome or some of these places. Well, I don't care. That's
pricey.
A separate issue. Again, money. Is a separate issue. I'm lighting it on fire either way. That's not the issue. I don't want to go on vacation and walk places. I just want me to walk around
right.
Look at a picture. Look at a building.
Let's go on those cobblestone streets.
I said, if you guys want me to go on the vacation with you, and I don't know why you would, because I'll probably complain.
Yeah.
If you want me to go, I need to go somewhere with water and drinks with umbrellas.
Sure.
Because that's what I like
to do.
You
want a standard beach vacation.
I want to go somewhere and drink and get sunburned.
Because you don't care. I know what you don't care about. Cathedrals.
I don't care about any
art museums.
You to Greece.
History?
I suggested Greece.
They take you to Greece.
I said, take me to
Greece. Leave you in
Island.
One spot, and then they go and do the touristy stuff.
Of course. Right. I don't need to do anything.
I know what you want.
I got no desire.
I gave you your spot.
You know what he doesn't want to see? The Parthenon.
I don't even know what that is.
It's an old-ass building.
I would rather take a bucket of grease and pour it over my head than go to Greece.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I am.
Joke of the day.
I mean, that's awful.
You know what I told him?
That flight is going to be awful.
You know what
awful.
I told him? Let's just go to Florida. That's what I often do.
Right.
Florida, it's the same thing. Water, sun,
right.
Same thing.
They'll have Greek restaurants down there.
Yeah. Exactly. Go to my big, fat Greek deli or whatever.
I think Jason could pretty much carve out basically 6 states, and that's all you would
deal with. Anywhere I can drive.
Right?
Correct. If I can drive there, I'm good with it. I mean, Florida could do because
basically
it's 2 hours.
Basically from Virginia. All right, you're going to go Virginia all the way to Florida. The rest of the country can go to hell.
Yeah, doesn't care.
Well, I mean, Pebble is nice.
Pebble is nice.
That's a
carve out.
That's a trek.
I flew an hour 40 to Chicago, and You're going to be surprised by this. Miserable the whole time.
Stunning.
Miserable. It's just uncomfortable. Yep. I can't sleep. You know, it's just, it stinks.
I know. I
don't like it. And then you stand up, my back is killing me. And that was for an hour 40.
PP.
Right.
That's up and
down. I don't know that there's a day when your back is not killing you. Yesterday it was like, oh, I celebrated the Commanders' win by hitting 120 balls. And now my back hurts.
Well, I got back issues. I'm being Oshie. What am I telling you?
Yeah. I think Oshie's studs worse than yours.
Yeah, well, probably.
So anyway, Drabby, come on. Look at the calendar. Help me up.
Yeah, I'll get back to you.
Yeah. I also need to get back to you, too, because I definitely need a week in – probably between Christmas and New Year's. Just FYI.
I've already carved out at least one Christmas week, so I'm off one certain week.
Well, I don't know why any of us are working because no one's listening. Everyone's just doing their thing that time of year.
Hey, the Commanders might be in the midst of a playoff
run.
They
could be.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
That's why I picked them for 10 wins.
That's why. You know what? Our guy Mo, he messaged me, and he has a good point. If you're going to emotionally hedge, right, which, I mean, this is as good a week as any, right? It's going to take a miracle to beat the Bengals. Let's be honest.
You might also save her for when you play the Saints, because I don't think the Commanders are stopping that offense.
Sure. I'm not averse to that.
Yeah.
But he says, to get more value, sprinkle in some individual like bets, too, like Burrow over 200 passing yards, Chase over.
Catches.
You know, maybe even parlay those a little bit.
I have to check and see if my parlay.
And then you get a much bigger
hit.
Payout on it.
Yeah.
Right? All little side bets that play into the Bengals winning.
Right. Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah. Again, I don't want the Bengals to win.
Our next guest,
I just know they're going
to
win.
Our next guest definitely doesn't want the Bengals to win because he's hoping to wreak havoc on their offense. Jonathan Allen, defensive tackle, four-year Washington Commanders. He will join us next here on the Junk. He's on a road trip at the Monumental Sports Network Studios in downtown D.C. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.